within our country became unbearable and intolerable, I was moved personally to continued study and finally wrote a doctoral thesis from a scriptural perspective, focusing on alienation and reconciliation. And at the heart of all that was my personal conviction that God's word in Scripture really opens the door, not only to peace on earth, but to the actual creation of a new humanity on earth. And that's why our sermon this morning is about creating a new humanity. Ephesians 2 verses 13 through 22. But now in Christ you, who once were far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, and thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him both of us have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. Here ends our scripture reading, and may we sense God's presence as we now seek to understand scripture this very morning. You all remember the name of Charles Schulz. He created comic strips, but one thing about that was it was actually modern day parables, yielding eternal truths about the human predicament. So his so-called Gospels, or Gospel of Peanuts, you all remember them, don't you? Provides an illustration that opens a doorway into the Apostle Paul's message to the Ephesians. Goes like this. Lucy and Linus have a chicken wishbone, and they're going to pull it to make a wish. So Lucy explains to Linus how the wishbone works, and Linus asks, "Do I have to say it out loud?" Lucy says, "Of course. If you don't say it out loud, it won't come true." And then she makes her wish. "I wish for 4 new sweaters, a new bike, new pair of skates, a new dress, and $100. And Linus then says, "I wish for a long life for all of my friends. I wish for world peace. I wish for great advancements in medical research." At this point, Lucy takes the wishbone and throws it away. Linus, Linus, that's the trouble with you. You're always spoiling everything. It does spoil things, doesn't it? When into our self-centered, materialistic, divided world comes one who is able to forget his personal needs and look to the needs of us all. If you agree with that, let me tell you, that's exactly what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about. Walls of hostility exist within so many families, between fathers, mothers, and children. It's part of our daily experience to see and hear about another broken or breaking family. We hear about things that we never expected. Now, what was going on in that family? Why are they breaking up? Why are they crumbling apart? We can only wonder. Well, the lighter side, a comedian recently said, if it weren't for marriage, husbands and wives and children would have to fight with strangers. You know, in our times, Christianity is also divided within itself. And the so-called body of Christ, the church, has ripped itself into fragments. And the divisions of society are also evident in churches. There are not only walls between many of the different denominations, but often the divisions within. When church people forget what we believe and who we are, they can get as mean, nasty, and divisive as politicians in Washington nowadays are. We are not politicians. We are Christians. And that's what we are. Because what we believe. And if we truly believe it, we know we need to show it. Families of faith can break up and are breaking up when losing their message, not to themselves, but the message that we are called to project way beyond the walls of this church, into our community and into the world. It's this sad reality with walls of hatred, misunderstanding and separation everywhere. Now what is the message that we're getting from Ephesians 2? This gospel message is that something happened 2,000 years ago that we should never, ever forget. Truth is that Jesus Christ stormed these walls of separation and actually broke them down. And those who embrace faith in Jesus Christ with sincerity can tell you that there is not a wall so high that it cannot be climbed. There is not a wall so thick that it cannot be broken down. There is not a wall so strong that it can be broken down. Jesus Christ tore down the wall that we use to keep each other at a distance. That's a message of Scripture. That's what Jesus Christ did for us. Break down the walls is the message of our Savior. Christ's vision is the building of a new humanity. A new humanity. Forgive the personal note. Is there a dividing wall of hostility in your life? Does it exist in your family? Is it in your community? Is it in your church? Is it maybe in your heart? You know, there is something deep in us that truly resent a wall. We don't like walls, but we still have them. We want them down. And I pray for this church. That's my prayer. Oh God, break them down. If there are walls of separation, break them down. When Jesus saw the walls of his day, he wanted them down. There were walls between Jews and Samaritans, walls between the super righteous and sinners, walls between a fallen humanity and God. You know, some people are like medieval castles. Their high walls are supposed to keep them safe from being hurt by outsiders. And so they protect themselves emotionally by permitting no exchange of feelings with others. No one dare to enter the wall that they've built around themselves. And then, only then, they feel secure from outside attack. Truth is, when you do that, is that the occupant becomes lonely, very lonely, and begins to rattle around his or her castle, all alone. Do not build walls between you and the lovely, beautiful world and the open doors and the many friends that God is giving us all around us. Every castle dweller is a self-made prisoner. He or she needs to feel loved by someone. Oh, they do. But the walls are so high that outsiders give up. Too difficult to reach in. Can't get to that person. Let's just ignore him. Let's ignore her. Oh, break down that wall. You are surrounded by loving, beautiful, wonderful friends. Just open up and allow them to share in your innermost struggle, and it will be overcome. You know what it is like to live behind such walls? Well, if you do, that is the message of Ephesians. The good news is that Christ and Christ alone can destroy all the walls that separate us from one another, all the walls that separate us from God, no matter where or what those walls may be. Brother, sister, in Christ, I repeat, no matter where or what those walls may be? Are there walls in your life that should be broken down? Hear the gospel, the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ today offers an axe, a hammer, a bulldozer to break down the walls of hate and separation. Have you built a wall around your own heart? Oh, allow Christ to break it down this morning as you approach the table of the Lord. Because you know what? There may be someone in your life waiting, hoping, praying that you would pick up the telephone and make that call that you've avoided so long. Waiting for a visit from you, and maybe waiting on your forgiveness. The moment when you call them up and say, listen, I touch the face of God. I'm forgiven. I can no longer hold a grudge against you. In Jesus Christ, a new humanity is born. Amen.